Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hi, everyone. My name is Chad, and I am from Fargo, North Dakota. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. I appreciate this line on exercising the Spirit. So far we've seen exercising the Spirit to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Exercising the Spirit to muse on the Word of God.
Amen.
Exercising the Spirit to pray to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And today we're going to look at exercising the Spirit to sing.
Amen.
And give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is so enjoyable. You know, this line of exercising the Spirit, we talked about on the first day, this is a line of life.
Yeah.
So this is a life supply to us. So when I thought of the word life, I thought of vital. I don't know why, I just thought of vital. So I looked up that definition, and it says absolutely necessary or important.
That's right.
Essential. And then the next definition was indispensable to the continuation of life. So I love in this training, we're brought to this essential matter. We're all practicing with one another. We're exercise. But just like a training camp, when I was little, I went to a basketball camp. They teach you all the different moves and the different exercises, so to speak. Some of us, we didn't exercise when we went home. That was me. So I never became an all-star. I was on like the triple C team in junior high or something. But some did. You know, you hear about the ones, they go and they practice. They practice what they learned in that training. So I just wanted to start off by encouraging. We feel what's going on in this exercise, right? We're encouraged. The Lord's speaking to us. They're shining. We're being related to one another. Let's remember to take this back with us, because it's indispensable to the continuation of life. Also, I wanted to mention one other thing I'm noticing from the testimonies is that's very healthy is the spontaneous flow that you're testifying of the spontaneous flow of the Spirit. Formality kills the Spirit. You know, if we get stuck in a form, the Spirit has no way in that. The Spirit wants to move where it wants to move. So in all these exercises, we just want to turn our heart.
Amen.
So whichever one of these helps us turn our heart, that's the key.
Amen.
And then we don't want to get stuck in a routine. We want to just be open. So I heard someone say, you know, they enjoyed a song, but they changed the words. Praise the Lord. That's awesome. So anyway, we just want to be in the flow.
Amen.
So let's look at, let's read this line again. This is on page 23. The morning session one, the title for this line. Go.
Exercising the Spirit to sing and give thanks to the Lord.
Amen. So that's message four. Exercising the Spirit to sing and give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
I better set my time here. I forgot. Amen. Okay. So let's read Roman numeral one together.
Acts 16:25 says, "And about midnight, Paul and Silas were out praying, singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them."
Amen. The prisoners. I don't know if you've ever read this portion, but they were in an inner prison. And what were they doing? They were praying. While praying, they sang hymns of praise. They sang hymns of praise to who? To God. I just appreciated in the context of this, the burden for this week. They weren't praising the Father, you know, which He's worthy.
Yes.
They were praising God. And So I'll read A to you. When Paul and Silas were in prison, they sang hymns of praise to God. Their singing resulted in a great earthquake that opened the prison doors. I got into this passage and the context of this, and oh wow, it opened up. I've probably read this, I don't know, many dozen times, but I never realized that. So this was this verse in the context. This is the beginning of the church in Philippi. So I was going to read all the scripture, but maybe I can just summarize. Paul and Silas, they were one with the Lord.
Amen.
They were commissioned by the Lord.
Amen.
They were just seeking His direction.
Amen.
So they started to go this way, and the Holy Spirit said no.
Yeah.
So then they started going this way, and the Spirit of Jesus said no.
Yeah.
So Paul had a dream, a Macedonian calling to him, say, come help us. And so I love the word. I love the church life. It's so healthy because we see the pattern. They didn't just take off. They had fellowship. So they consider. He's saying no here, very clearly no here. Paul had a dream. Brothers, what should we do? Yes, we agree. We should go forward into Philippi. So they went forward into Philippi, and they just started preaching the gospel. And Lydia, a seeking one, responded. And her and her whole household were saved.
Amen.
So if this was me, oh, and I'm sure they were too, they related. Yes, God is faithful.
Amen.
You know, He's faithful. He called us in this direction.
Amen.
And there's fruit.
Amen.
But just within a couple days, the enemy rose up. He couldn't just stand passively by while these brothers were gaining people, right? So he stirred up this circumstance that got them thrown in prison. And it was even the inner prison.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I wanted to touch on that. Amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, their singing resulted in a great earthquake that opened the prison doors. So there's so much to this. There were three things that resulted. You know, they had. If this would have been me, I would have been, oh Lord. You know, was this you?
Yeah.
You know, seriously, I'm just being honest. Lord, was this you? Yes, we gained one, but Lord, we're you know, our feet are in wooden stocks, and we're in the inner prison. Lord, this can't be you. Praise the Lord, we have Paul and Silas. While praying, they sang hymns of praise to God.
Amen.
This resulted in three things. The enemy was shamed. Hallelujah. The brothers were released from their bondage, and God received the glory. So just really quickly, if I jump ahead, how did God receive the glory? The jailer got saved. He and his whole household. He says, let's see. The jailer said, how can I be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus and you shall be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of God to him together with all those in his house. They were in his house. And so this new brother washed their wounds because they had been beaten with rods. That's something I didn't mention before they were thrown into the inner prison. But one thing that's really remarkable is this new brother, they all went back to prison. They didn't like run away. So I was just impressed that this life that's in us isn't a surviving life. It's an overcoming life.
Amen.
Their fear had been shed. They saw what God did through their praising, and they were just freed from their circumstance. So they went back, and they were so bold with the enemy. Some came and say, okay, you can go. They found out they were Roman citizens. You can go, you can go. And they're like, no, you tell the big dogs to come and let us out because, you know, what they did to us. So that's just so bold. So this spirit in us is just so bold. Yeah, praise the Lord. I just also wanted to touch that just give a couple testimonies that this spirit in us is a singing spirit.
Amen.
So you can look at maybe we have time for, but Psalm 22:22. Psalm 22 is a psalm of actually death. It doesn't feel real positive. It's a type of the death of Christ. But in verse 3, he says that God is enthroned in the praises of Israel. So when we praise God, He's enthroned. He's enthroned. We're getting off the throne and we're giving Him the throne. And I appreciate it too. We know what comes out from the throne, right? What? I'm hearing a little bit. Rivers of life. There's a river of life proceeding from the throne. So whenever we enthrone the Lord, we get rivers of life to drink. So one of the burdens of this is praising is one of the best ways to break through. Sometimes, at least for me, praying can be really hard. I just get in my mind. I get stuck. I get stuck in my mind and I can't break out. In calling, I can call on the Lord. This is most difficult when I'm by myself. When I'm with the brothers, with the saints, I can just be released. But singing is a way to just forget about us, you know, to turn our heart to the Lord. So that's why, you know, this deserves a message, is exercising the spirit to sing and give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
So a couple testimonies. I walk in the mornings out in my neighborhood. It's normally pretty early. And there was one time, it was a very particular experience. I was just walking. And I'm often not able to be very quiet, like a lot of the testimonies, you know. There's a lot going on in my mind, and maybe I'm thinking about a lot of stuff. But one time, I was just walking, and inwardly, I just got so quiet. I was just able to get so quiet. And there was a singing in me. And the singing was, "From my spirit within flows a fountain of life. The triune God flowing in me." And that was a first. I mean, I'm a person who loves to sing. I'm always singing at work. I'm whistling, you know, and things like this. But yeah, so we have one in our spirit who's singing. And Psalm 22:22, back to that point, is Jesus as our big brother. He's leading praise. He's leading the praise in us. He's leading us to praise. So I just wanted to share that. And then for those maybe going on the gospel today, or for those that are going on the gospel today, I heard a testimony from a brother. It was so encouraging. It kind of broke me free from formality. This is a newly saved brother, maybe 2 years ago, but he said the saints were out on the gospel. And he was working under his car. So he's laying on his back under his car. He looks over and he sees a bunch of feet beside his car. And a brother leans over and looks through the engine. And, you know, this guy is underneath. And he's like, "Hey, can we talk to you?" And the guy's like, "Sure." You know, so he rolled out from under the car. And he stood up, you know. And this brother goes, "Can we sing to you?" He goes, "Can we sing to you?" And this guy, he was just, you know, he didn't know what to say. He's like, okay. And so the saints just enjoyed the Lord. They were just singing at him. And he said they were just shining.
Wow.
They were just shining on him. And he was just taken back, so he was completely subdued. And I don't know if he was saved at that point, but he gave them his information. And a brother shepherded him to be saved and into the church life. But so that's awesome. We need to enjoy the Lord in that way. But he went in after the saints left. He went into and his mom was in the kitchen, and he wasn't going to say anything to his mom. He said, because she has a cold heart. that's what he said. And but his mom looked over and said, "Why were those people shining at you? Why were those people shining at you?" Wow. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, we just want, when we enjoy this life, we can break through the darkness and we can shine. It's real. There's a shining to those who the Lord opens that to. And then one other quick testimony is when we were, me and Brother Xavier were out on the gospel on Tuesday. You know, we were talking with people. We were maybe a little aggressive, not like mean or anything, but we were like walking with people. Hey, you know, and no, I'm too busy. You know, all that stuff. I'm in a hurry. I'm on my way. Yeah, I know about that. Blah blah blah. So we just had to stop under a tree and we just sang.
Amen.
He brought his guitar. I was so thankful. At first I was like, brother, you're gonna haul around a guitar. It's like really hot. But he brought his guitar. Praise the Lord. And we just, under a tree, he was playing and I was making a joyful noise. And, you know, people were pulling up to park and we were just singing to them and then we just asked them and they were smiling, kind of like, what are you? Anyway, we were just enjoying, willing to lose our face, enjoy the Lord. And then we looked, okay, it's about time, we should start heading back. We walked around the corner, we met two ones who had time, completely open, received the Lord.
Amen.
So Mike and Vincent received the Lord on Tuesday. And, you know, I just felt like, we were just trying to do a thing, right? But then we stopped and we just enjoyed and praised the Lord. And then he had a breakthrough. You know, he had a way to overflow through us into these ones. So, praise the Lord. Maybe we can all stand up and we can just take 30 seconds and just thank the Lord for something this week. Just thank Him because He is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes. How wonderful this message is. I'm Brother Harvest from Fairborn. I'm working in the university, so praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to emphasize one thing is that probably you don't realize how important singing, praising, calling on the name of the Lord, how important they are. How these points, practical points, touch the Lord's heart's desire. And how these points can defeat the enemy. From another aspect, I want to show you that I was original from China. So the year I was born, if you call on the name of the Lord, you're going to be put in the prison for at least 2 years. So then somehow we had a breakthrough. So we all call on the name of the Lord. But somehow in the early 90s, if you have a hymn book, if you found it, have a, to own a hymn book, you're going to put in the prison for at least 2 years. So somehow we all went through this kind of situation. But then in the early 20s, 2002, or then there is another kind of movement. If you have a recovery version Bible or life study, most likely you're going to be in trouble. And so the recent experience is that when we were having SSOT time, all the kids, we were singing, suddenly just the policeman just show up. But because of the Lord's mercy, I can still be here because I'm a student. But if I'm not a student, probably I'm going to be put in the prison. So you can see that probably in the United States, we don't have this kind of environment or experience, but I just want to emphasize that these points are very critical. they touch God's desire. They can, this kind of life, singing, calling on the name of the Lord, praising and giving thanks to Him, this kind of life can build the body of Christ,
Amen.
Can bring the Lord back,
Amen.
And also can defeat the enemy.
Amen.
It's a real shame to Him.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
How about we come to just Roman numeral 2.
Amen.
How about we exercise our spirit,
Amen.
To read this? Amen. We must learn to exercise and open our spirit by singing. So the point is, we need to exercise. Exercise and open our spirit by singing. So even in this kind of high, very, very high revelation, the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul talks about, emphasize this. We need to sing, like in Roman, in point A, that in Ephesians 5, 18 to 19, Paul says that we should be filled in spirit, speaking to one another by singing.
Amen.
Speaking to one another by singing. So when I was in China one day, we had a very, very good time. We were singing. We were filled with the spirit. Somehow, just we found out. Then, after the meeting is over, we found out there were so many ones surround us. We were scared. What happened? So, but somehow the Lord had mercy on us. These ones were attracted by this kind of singing. So even when we were in China, we didn't have opportunity like to go out to preach the gospel freely. We still can preach the gospel by what? By singing, by this kind of living. So if we live this kind of life, singing, praising, and giving thanks to Him, this living is just the preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, just as our brother has experienced. So B is the most helpful way to exercise our spirit is to pray. Of course, we need to pray. The more we pray, the more we will be in the spirit. The more we pray, the more we will be out of ourselves. A lot of the times, you may wonder, I don't have things to pray. Well, Brother Lee said, if you don't have anything to pray, you need to pray that the Lord will give you burden to pray. And another point when I touched by his speaking life study is that he said, if you don't have anything to pray, you just pray over the saints' name. He said, if you pray over all the saints in church in Anaheim, it will at least take 2 hours. So we have so many ones around us. If we really have nothing to pray, we just pray them name by name. And if we pray them name by name, we will be filled with the Spirit. We will be burdened with them. But sometimes it's even better to sing. Singing, actually, Brother Lee said, singing is the highest kind of the way to enjoy the Christ. In one message, he said, I regret sometimes. He said, I regret because I spend too much time on the studying the Bible rather than singing. He said, if I had the chance to go back, I would rather choose to singing. So you can see that the singing is a very, very good important point, okay? The more we sing, the more our spirit will be strengthened, and the more our mind will be focused, our will subdued, and our motion purified. But the prerequisite is what? Is we need to exercise our spirit. If we don't exercise our spirit, we sing, our mind is still in Africa, in whatever place, we cannot enjoy this. But if we exercise our spirit, the more we sing, the more we will be in the heavens. Amen. So see, the more we sing, the more we get out of our mind and forget about our circumstances. The more we sing, the more we are in the spirit, and the more our spirit is open and released. Before I came to US, I had at that time somehow I applied the PhD program, but was not accept. Was not. I thought I gonna be accept, but somehow they didn't accept me. So I was very frustrated. So then the Lord arranged certain kind of environment so I can live with the brothers. I can enjoy the Lord. I can sing all the time. One thing is very strange is that I'm not a singing person. So naturally you can tell me I'm not a speaking person even. But somehow in that kind of environment, because we have so many new ones, and no one knew these songs. So I'm the first one have to teach them. I'm not a singing person. I don't like singing. And even the environment in China didn't give me opportunity to practice singing. But somehow I just, because I enjoy the Lord. So the Spirit just kind of pushed me to sing. So a lot of times I didn't know the tune even. Suddenly just come out. Praise Lord. Amen. So I really appreciate, you know, the more we feel with the Spirit, the more are we going to sing. The more we sing, the more we're going to feel with the Spirit. Amen. It's just spontaneous. So this is a living, not a, just a purposely just acting or just kind of performance. No, this is a living. Amen.
Amen.
So our singing is a test, okay? Because I work in the university, so I know students don't like tests. But however, this is a test. This is a test of whether or not we are in the Spirit. If we are in the Spirit, we would like to sing. If we are in the Spirit, we will constantly be singing. Constantly. Amen. We should each have some chorus memorized. Do you like memorizing? I know a lot of students, they don't like memorize. But somehow we still have to memorize. Because today, you know, the first Roman numeral is talking about prison, and I also talk about prison. So I can give you another brother's testimony. So he was in prison for because of the law. He was in prison for more than like 7 or 8 years. So I knew him very well. So from his personal testimony, he said, so the time he was in prison, of course, no hymn book, no Bible, everything is gone. Nothing. So the only thing he can enjoy the Lord is just from memorizing. So memorizing, all these things deposited in his memory just became his enjoyment. So every day he was memorizing and singing and praising, and even he was released from the prison, he was so filled with the Spirit. You cannot imagine this kind of person. He lived in prison for many years. But he was filled with the Spirit. He was still enjoying the Lord. So that's why we need to memorize. But the goal is not for memorize. The goal is to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
With the exercising of spirit, we can enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
So the goal is also enjoy the Lord. Amen. So whether we sing well or not, we must sing.
Amen.
I'm not a singing person, but I still sing.
Amen.
This is the Lord's command. We must sing.
Amen.
And also a lot of times probably we don't have opportunity to sing, or we don't know that hymn. It's okay, we have the cell phone, right? If we don't sing, this one can sing. You just look at on Google hymnal.net, right?
Yeah.
This one can sing.
Yeah.
A lot of times I can't sing, really. I can't sing, but by enjoying others, listening to others singing, I enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
I am filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
So, you know, everything works good for us. Amen. We must learn how to praise the Lord by singing.
Amen.
Amen. How about we read Roman numeral 3 together?
God wants us to live in rejoicing,
praising,
and a shame to his enemy.
Amen. Yes. Such a life is a glory to God and a shame to his enemy. If you have opportunity, you can read Exodus Life Study 58. At that life study, Brother Lee talk about the early life, church life in Eden Hall in the church in Los Angeles. He mentioned how saints were enjoying the Lord. They were singing, they were praying, they were like praising, they were giving thanks to God. All these church life, he said it was so vital. It's just a living. It's not a performance. A lot of times we kind of, you know, I'm in the church life for many, many years, kind of performance to me. Oh, this time, it's time to go to the meeting, so I should exercise my spirit. But if I'm off the meeting, okay, then I can be relaxed a little bit. I can be in my mind, in my soul, and enjoy the world, you know, worldly things. But however, we need to kind of, this kind of living is our standard. This living should be our living. If it is, especially in Ephesians 5, also 1 Thessalonians 5, and also in Colossians 3, there are three parts talking about we need to unceasingly, constantly praying. You know, it's very hard for us to pray or to calling on the name of Lord, to praise him, even to giving thanks to him constantly, unceasing. How can this happen? Well, this does not mean we should all the time, oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus. Sometimes even I close my mouth, I can still unceasingly pray. So I mean, this is a life, not a performance. So if we have this kind of life, this kind of life is very much also, you know, connect to this today's morning revival. We need to confess. We need to deal with all these negative things. So I still remember when I was in China before I came to U.S. We had a very good time living with brothers. So every day, what were we doing? We're just nothing. Get up in the morning, we just enjoy the Lord, and then enjoy the Lord, and also we cook together, and then in the evening time, we go to the market to buy food, and then we cook together, and then evening time we had a meeting. So every day is like that. So eventually there's a kind of like a living. A living it was there, and each week, there was new ones baptized. But we didn't go to the street to preach the gospel. So, I mean, this is a living. Amen. If we have this kind of living, everything is automatic, spontaneous. Amen. We can give thanks in everything and praise the Lord for everything. If we do this, we will prevail over every temptation and we will withstand every trial. Somehow, because you know, when I was young, I didn't have an opportunity to. So for example, the first time I can read the life study, where I was already 22. I was already 22 the first time I can get the life study. So because of the environment, you know, we don't have. Then somehow, someday I just regret. And even I complain. I complain to the Lord. Lord Jesus, why you don't let me just, you know, have opportunity just as you are. You guys already have opportunity, right? But I didn't have that. But the Lord just, you know, somehow he just, for example, this morning he just remind me. He said, of course you didn't have opportunity to read the Bible life study in that time. But how about you? Do you have time? Yes, I would like to say yes. I have plenty of time. I finished the life study when I was, so the first time. I had an opportunity to read the life study, and then in 4 and 5 years I finished it. And I also, after that, I finished several times. So the key is, the Lord, it seems that the Lord is kind of repaying me back. For example, I did not have opportunity to attend all these semi-annual training and also like college conference, all these conferences. But somehow, even after I graduate, I work, I can still have opportunity to participate in every kind of trainings. Like each month, next week, I'm going to have another training. So somehow the Lord is repaying me back. So this morning, the Lord reminds me, yeah, I should give thanks to Him.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
For what He has done toward me, right?
Amen.
So in every kind of circumstances, we should praise Him.
Amen.
We should give thanks to Him.
Amen.
Full of praise, full of thanksgiving.
Amen.
So this kind of life will bring the Lord back.
Amen.
Prayer and thanksgiving are the Christian's spiritual feet. In our Christian life, we should pray and give thanks. And we should give thanks and pray. We should always walk this way.
Amen.
Giving thanks to God is not only the outflow of being filled in spirit, but also a way to be filled in spirit. So the more we give thanks to the Lord, the more we will be filled in the Spirit.
Amen.
So this morning, I just praise Him. I thank Him. Although in my early days, I didn't have opportunity. But now the Lord gave me so many opportunities.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. But okay, let's focus on the general subject. General subject is what? Exercising the Spirit to enjoy the Lord. So we need to exercise the Spirit to enjoy the Lord. Before that verse in Ephesians chapter 5, there is a verse say we need to redeem the time.
Right.
So if we enjoy the Lord, equals we redeem the time.
Amen.
If we enjoy the Lord, if we exercise our spirit, the Lord will give the time back to us.
Amen.
Just as I experienced now.
Amen.
So although in my early days, I didn't have opportunity to participate in all these conferences, but all these conferences, now they are coming to me.
Amen.
So this is the redeeming the time.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.